delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. 33 after on this Thursday. Glad to be back in the saddle. Let's jump over to Steve. He's checking in on the hotline today. Steve, what's on your mind?
Good morning. When you look at the likes of Louis Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, I wish you'd point out who Dr. King was, that he was, in fact, a Republican. That'll drive the folks with Black History Month crazy. They have completely turned their back on the icons and twisted it around for who these people really were.
Well, in fairness, though, I cannot, you know, in fairness, and don't fall down when I say that. In fairness to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton,
yeah.
I can't even put them in the same category as Louis Farrakhan. I can't. I think Louis Farrakhan is a kook all on his own, and that's a different place. But I appreciate what you're saying, Stephen. I get your point. And yes, Dr. King was a guy who marched peacefully.
A Republican.
And a Republican. Thank you for checking in. I greatly appreciate it. But I cannot hook Jesse Jackson or, well, frankly, anybody else to Louis Farrakhan in my lifetime. I'll just leave it there. My next guest, my good friend Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, World Wanderer, just a overall good guy, superhero. He's got his cape on this morning. He's in Vegas. He's Michael Dougherty, everybody. Welcome to the program.
And the question is, am I going to bed late or getting up early? I don't know, but here I am.
I'm guessing you live on the East Coast. I'm guessing you're just like I am. You wake up and you're like, my clock is on something different here. And that's what I would guess.
Yeah, I'm speaking to the Hotel Franchisee Brokers Association about government bureaucrats. So after my talk, they should all be looking for the bar.
Before or after?
I don't know. I'm like,
you know,
is it National Margarita? I don't know, but I was at the cocktail reception last night, and I was like, you guys, I'm sorry, I'm going to ruin your day tomorrow, but oh well.
It reminds me of an old Bugs Bunny cartoon. If nothing else works, just put a free beer sign out in the hallway, and they'll all come in.
It was stay away from the table.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
so what's happening?
Well, you know, you're talking to all these hotel people and people that run these businesses you just mentioned, and you know, nothing has happened with Obamacare yet. Of course, the Trump administration has been handicapped and hobbled, I guess maybe is a better word, by not being able to get their cabinet in place, not being able to get their policies rolling. But there's also trouble, I think, with people like Paul Ryan and the ever exciting Mitch McConnell, Mr. Electricity, you know, getting things moving.
But Congress was made to be a snail's pace, and this is the problem. When, you know, the big picture is you give a politician science or technology, it is going to get screwed up. And the founding fathers built Congress to protect us from these scripts. So when one sneaks through, it takes a long time to untie it. And so, you know, things are working. Be patient. And keep the GOP's feet right to the fire. Don't get me wrong. I mean, this is trust yet verify, and we got rhinos and cowards around there. They're still in shock. They're still going, how did Trump win? How did Trump win? What are the polls in my district? What are the polls? And versus, you know, idiots like Nancy Pelosi that'll drive it all through. I think it's and the media also tying Trump's feet together and then screaming, he can't run. So, you know, it's a multi-pronged approach here, but let's not panic, but let's keep the pressure on.
Well, and I agree with that because in places, well, let's be honest, the road to the White House went through Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and not by much. But what got him over the hump by the margin that he got over was people believing that he could do things with taxes and regulation and the economy. Now, the economy, I mean, the stock market is unbelievable since he took office. However, that doesn't normally affect people on Main Street. The guy that's working 9 to 5, you know, making 50 grand a year, that's not really doing much for him. What he needs is a chance for his boss to pay lower taxes, so maybe some of that can be reflected in his paycheck going forward. So taxes are something that I think we need to hold the people accountable for that are in the administration today.
Yeah, and all that stuff, that's money off the sidelines. We've had 8 years of financial people holding their breath. Like, you know, and so it's just a big exhale right now. And But I got to tell you, leftists that I know, because I'm from Michigan, so I know a few, that love to taunt me during the Obama administration, that look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. Obama is such a big pro-business guy. Look, I'm like, so you don't hear that now.
Yeah, up 2,500 points or something like that since he took office.
Yeah. And but I don't know, you know, people, we do have 401ks all over the place. You know, we are a different type of a consumer than we were 25 years ago. And people have to understand how that economy and business works, and then we won't be so easily seduced by these charlatans that make these false promises.
No, wait. So you said we need to understand how business and finance works and so forth. These guys don't understand how any of that works. They think if you take money from a rich guy and just take it and throw it out of a helicopter, the whole country gets wealthier. I mean, that's the way they think.
I know, and it's but you know what's different? I'm hoping. We've got 50, 60 years of the Democratic experiment on Detroit, and now we're seeing what's happening to Chicago. And then look at California. There's a big article out about California's infrastructure. That is a 100% Democratic state. If you're Republican in politics in California, you are lonely. They've had it all their way. It's all theirs, and the place is going to implode.
Isn't it great, though, that Jerry Brown... I'm going to fight President Trump every step of the way. Hey, Jerry, it's raining a lot and our stuff's breaking. Oh, my God, I've got to call President Trump. I guess he's my president now. I mean, so that's the beauty of it. The Californians, he's not my president. Yeah, until the dam breaks, and then he's your president, isn't he? Because he has to declare a state of emergency.
But when you live in magical thinking land, there's no conflict there. So what's wrong with you?
magical thinking land. The land of fairy. Well, fact of the matter is, California is broke. Of course, there's 35 million people there now, guessing because there's a lot of people that are not documented, as you well know. And yet they demand, they want sanctuary cities and this and that. You know, there was a movement afoot years ago to break California in half or into three pieces. I'd be all for it. You know, break it into smaller pieces, because if it does go bankrupt, it drags the rest of us down with it.
Well, the terrifying part about this is the number of people that are banging their head against the wall and not learning. This really is what bothers me more than anything. It's like, okay, that was a nice experiment, but it failed. Let's not repeat it. You know, when you put these two chemicals together and you get an explosion, maybe it's not a good idea to put the chemicals together. And California doesn't learn. I was in San Francisco for a week last week, and the homeless there are devastatingly poverty-stricken, like, bad.
Wait. There's poverty in California with all the social programs? There should be no poverty. There should be flowers and sunshine and rainbows.
People living in sleeping bags in the middle of the sidewalk, it's terrible.
Now, is that California or the Dakota Access Pipeline get together? I'm sorry, I've got the two confused. People living in clusters and sleeping bags on the ground.
Did you see those people blow their place up yesterday?
Oh, yeah. They're no longer there. But what really disgusts me about the Dakota Access deal is the mountains of garbage left behind when it snowed, and they all ran and left literally tons of garbage behind, that there's an emergency cleanup because when the spring runoff comes, it'll wash it all into the river and pollute the river. You know, these people that love the earth. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word, Doherty, because you're up early.
What, 20 seconds to say
15.
Keep the faith and Trump is fine and everyone keep your GOP people to the fire and we got to unmantle this thing. So that's it. 20
See,
seconds.
You're
I'm terrible. 20 seconds.
You're good, Doherty. You're good. You're the best. Go check your hair. Michael Doherty, everybody, on the Steve Gruber Show. Be right back.